Thank you, Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina. Are you able to tell me what black liquor is?
Black liquor? You know, my dad owned a liquor store. I should be able to tell you that. No, I don't. What is black liquor?
Now, black liquor has nothing to do with liquor. Black liquor is a byproduct of the paper and pulp making process.
Oh, okay, okay. I learned something today.
Well,
I didn't know that.
The reason I ask, it's an important industry in South Carolina, obviously.
Oh, it is, yeah, particularly in Charleston, absolutely. Right.
Well, the reason I ask it in such a way is that I was looking in a CBO report on this health care bill.
Right.
And found out that one of the pay-fors for this bill was the closing of a black liquor tax credit loophole, but a loophole to the tune of $25 billion.
Good gosh.
What do you think about $25 billion for black liquor?
Well, I think that if you own black liquor, you took a big hit. No, I didn't know. I've the problem with a bill like this is that people, well, you learn about it after it's passed and how you pay for it. You know, that's a problem, quite frankly, I can't give you an honest answer to because I don't know. You're the first one to tell me that. I've been saying that this bill is not deficit, doesn't reduce the deficit because of the doctor fix. I mean, we know we're going to not allow the doctors to have their income reduced by 21%. If you count the cost of that provision, this bill is not remotely paid for, and the question is paying a doctor part of health care. I think it is. So I think that whole process is disingenuous. But this is the first I've heard of this. But I tell you what, I'll go ask people.
Well, what is it? I mean, what does it say about the way Congress works that a senator from South Carolina, an industry that's important,
right,
never knew about this, and yet it's worth $25 billion?
Well, yeah. I guess you can blame me for not knowing, but at the end of the day, this happens. I mean, you just can't blame the Democratic Congress on this one. We've put together some bills that nobody knew what was in there until the thing got signed and people start digging into it. But this particular process, the reason I don't know about it is because it was done behind closed doors without any Republican input. And we're finding that staff members may be excluded from these exchanges.
So, well, hang on. To be fair, though, yeah. I read it in a CBO report. It wasn't.
Yeah,
I mean, I read about it.
Yeah, well, see, that's just a bad statement on me. I should have known that. But I didn't. I mean, this thing is coming about so quick, and there's so many documents associated with the $940 billion bill that is just a hodgepodge of different ways to pay for it. You know, this is one way to generate money I didn't know about that I need to go find out how it affects my state. But I do know that the idea of the Class Act is really an egregious example of bad government. You create a new entitlement called the Class Act where you collect premiums for long-term health care. You're selling long-term health care to the public through the government. Those premiums are $78 billion, according to CBO, and they're being used to pay for this bill. Well, what happens when the person wants the service from long-term health care? Where does the money come from? You can't count the money twice. But to answer your question, I didn't know that.
Well, what you're describing about the Class Act, I could pejoratively call it a shell game.
Well, I think Senator Conrad said it was a Ponzi scheme.
A Ponzi scheme. Well, the thing about, I found out a little bit more about the black liquor tax credit.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Well, the thing about it is there was an old credit. It was a mixing credit, and companies were using the credit, and a lot of people wanted to close that loophole. Didn't get closed. It expired. There is a new credit that's slightly different. That the lobbyists in the paper and pulp industry tell me none of the companies are going after right now. They're just not taking the credit.
Right.
Which is fine. And yet, it still scores for $25 billion. Now, this is money nobody's taking.
Right.
And yet it's worth $25 billion for health care. And I think that most people outside the Capitol might not understand that math.
Yeah. Well, people inside the Capitol don't understand that either. I know what they're doing. They're counting phantom revenue. But no one in this industry has ever contacted me about this. And I guess the reason is in your question there, or in your comment, they're not claiming this credit, so it's no loss to them. So if they're not claiming it, how in the world can you say it's a revenue generator?
Right. I mean, if I was going to buy a TV and then I decided not to, buy the TV. They don't send me a check for $500 for not buying it, but that's almost what's happening here.
Now, are you with the Huffington Post, right? Who are you with?
Public Radio.
Public Radio. Okay, wrong guy. That's pretty good reporting. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. I didn't know that was a revenue generator, and I didn't know the details until you just told me. So I'll go home and talk to people and make an amendment about it. We got plenty of amendments left in us. I'll do one of the black liquor amendment.
You're going to put one on the floor tonight?
Sure. Tomorrow, if we don't do it tonight. I mean, you know, this is the press works.
So we should keep our eyes on the floor for a black liquor amendment.
Yeah, I'm going to see if it's technically possible. But yeah, I mean, if what you say is true, and I don't doubt you one bit, then we're using $25 billion of accounting that's erroneous.
All right, we'll keep our eyes on the floor, Senator.
And if this gets on the floor, this would be a public radio amendment.
Okay. Good enough. Thank you, Senator Graham.
Thank you.